The best new music from around the world.
This is 2015 on Triple J.
That, of course, is Flight Facilities and a song featuring The Talents of Emma Louise, a song which she wrote with Flight Facilities, and they recorded it together, and also they've been performing it live over the last year or so. And I've got a brand new track from Emma Louise to play for the first time. It's called Underflow, but I'd like to, before we get to that point, welcome back, Emma Louise, to Triple J. How are you?
Thank you, Richard. Yes, very well.
That's good. Last time I spoke to you was a couple of years ago now. It was on the release of the debut album. How have you been since then?
Good. You know, I've been on a... a lot's happened since then. It feels like a lifetime ago. Like, after the first album, I kind of turned my back on music. Or I thought, you know, like, music had kind of turned its back on me, and like a few things kind of happened, and I didn't play music, or I decided I kind of didn't want to be a musician for, you know, maybe a year, and I tried like pursuing other things. And
wow, I had none of this in my mind. What?
Yeah, no, it was like I had completely like I was really getting really hurt by music. Like I felt like it had hurt me, and I kind of, you know, like I did lots of like solo traveling, and I was kind of, I wonder if it was like a delusion or something, but I was like, you know, like I'm not going to be a musician anymore. I'm going to be, I was like, oh, maybe I'll be a fashion designer, and kind of like went through these things. But I kind of, I guess like I lost like all of my confidence for a bit there. And then just gradually things happened, and like working with, you know, certain people like the Flight Facilities and like the producer that did my album, this one that I'm going to release like next year, and of course the album that Underflow is on, it all just kind of happened at the right time and in the right way. And then suddenly I'm like thrown back into this world that I really like recognize myself through, you know, like I'm getting to know myself through music now, and like music is just like my... it's what I'm meant to do.
Emma Louise is with us on Triple J this evening. We're about to play for the first time a new single. It'll be the first taste of an upcoming second album, which we'll find out some more details about in a moment. Another one of the songs which people remember you for is, of course, this one. That's like going back about 4 years now for you, the first major song for you. Have you ever got sick of jungle?
You know, like I took it for granted at first, definitely, like, but, you know, I'm really grateful for it. And, you know, like when I listen to that, I just think of like, you know, like I was such a little baby. I just want to go back and give that baby like a hug, you know.
Well, that song, I mean, I know a lot of people in Australia fell in love with that song, but I don't think a lot of the listeners maybe hearing you speak tonight know just how successful that song has been for you, because it got remixed a couple of times and it's just had this continual life for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's been a massive part of like kind of pulling me up again, you know, into music, because I mean I thought it had, you know, done its thing, and then all of a sudden I get these calls like, you know, that like it's been like remixed and like by certain people, and then it got picked up by the like Yves Saint Laurent people, and like that thing, that's crazy, because like I'm like a Cairns girl, you know. And like in a few days I fly to Monaco to play a gig for Yves Saint Laurent.
That'll be fantastic. That'll be great. Who's going to be in the audience watching you?
I have no idea. I hope, like, some princes and princesses.
Oh, I'm going to say, if it's Monaco...
with yachts,
yeah,
that would be nice.
They won't be poor, that's for sure. All right, well, good luck with that. Let's get into it. This is brand new music from Emma Louise. We'll talk a little bit more with her in just a moment, but let's give the first play on Triple J to this brand new song, and it's called Underflow.
How much time is left before the sun is gone and their hearts are bare. Crying in our palms, and I pull my white flag in the wind to let love know I'm giving. I pull my white flag in the wind, and I feel it in the underflow.
Are you playing guitar on that track?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Did you write that on guitar?
I did write it on guitar, yeah.
That song itself, what inspired it?
I think it was like I had to make a decision, a really hard decision. You know, like I could see what would happen at the end of both kind of paths, and I had to make a decision and like ultimately choose like music, at least, you know, for now. And I knew that it was going to be like really, you know, like there was going to be a lot of change. So I wrote it about like change and like sacrifice. And
this is what you were talking about before, about the fact that music was all of a sudden sort of drying up for you and you're feeling like changing direction. So you wrote this when you're on the other side of all that decision-making process. It kind of brought you back to music, writing this song?
No, I wouldn't say it brought me back to music. It was just like, you know, like the decision I didn't necessarily want to make, but I kind of had to. It's, you know, I guess that happens sometimes, and like, you know, you got to make a decision, but it's hard. And
ultimately, you got to choose. You can't have multiple directions in your life, can you? You got to sort of pick a path and stick to it for a while. Emma Louise, good to speak to you again.
Thank you. You too, Richard.
On Triple J once again, Underflow, the new song from Emma Louise, which we just played for the first time. She is going to be putting out her second album. It'll be in the first half of 2016.
On Triple J.
This is 2013.